Take a pen and paper. Nowadays, it's easy. Take your cell phone and make notes. Really make notes. These are valuable pieces of advice of how you can manage your time more strategically. And I was saying to you, my sister told me that once you manage your time, you will see enjoyment in life because you've got time to do the things that you really want to do. Often, we're approaching something that we just don't, we do it so half-heartedly, so it takes more time. Whereas we just focus and then we can enjoy the benefits afterwards. That is why, you know, when you used to study for school or the rest, 1 hour, but 45 minutes, you break it down in 1 hour programs. But 45 minutes is your actual study time. And your 15 minutes is your break. So that 45 minutes you dedicated, so the 15 minutes you can relax. And that sort of boosts you again for the next. So listen to this, it's valuable.
Peaceful, thanks. I even have have some glasses. Let me see if where it is. Oh, here is it. So actually, during this time, what I'm wearing are these cool glasses. And these glasses are, maybe you can see it a little bit when I put it over here. When you're looking through these glasses, the whole environment turns a little bit red. And the reason why I'm wearing those glasses, I mean, we have amazing business book about everything, but no one is sharing us how to do it as Muslims. So in today's video, I'm going to share you how I do it in the most efficient way. All right, so the first thing that I do when mapping out my whole daily schedule is looking at the most important things first, which starts, of course, with looking at the daily prayers, the 5 obligationary daily prayers that we have to do as a Muslim. And our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said it as well, the most beloved by Allah are the ones that are praying on time. So the first thing that we should do is looking at when do we have our daily prayers. And for me, I'm currently staying in Dubai, so I mapped out the daily prayer times of Dubai currently. But wherever you are, this can work. I'm doing this schedule when I'm in Amsterdam, when I'm traveling, when I'm in Dubai right now. So it doesn't really matter. But the first thing that you should do is look at when do you have to pray. And maybe you are asking yourself, why is he putting Maghrib on top? Why is Maghrib the first prayer? So I'll come to that in a second. So the first thing, most important thing, is mapping out when do you have to pray. The second thing that I do is looking at my sleep, because your sleep is also very, very important. It really provides your energy. It is really important to get the right rest, everything like that. So that's the second most important thing for me. So like you can see right over here, I also mapped out when I'm going to sleep. So between Isha and Fajr, of course, is the time that we're going to sleep. That's the night time. And the most important thing for me is that I at least have between 6 to 8 hours of sleep. Ideally, sometimes when your body really needs it, it could be even more. Sleep is the fundament of everything. I'm really seeing nowadays how people are really not taking care of their sleep anymore. People are sleeping like 4 or 5 hours a night, and I'm seeing big entrepreneurs doing this as well. But for me, it doesn't work. For me, it's really important to just have the right rest, proper rest, good qualitative sleep. And that's also why my day is mapped out starting from Maghrib. It's not only that scientifically it's proven that your morning routine starts in the night, what you do in the evening, but it's also, when you look at the Islamic calendar, the day starts after Maghrib, so after sunset. And when you look at the start of Ramadan, for example, the start at a new day, when you look at the Islamic calendar, the day, the new day, starts after Maghrib. So when we map out our whole day, we should start looking from Maghrib. But in this scenario, I will start explaining my whole day from Isha. Why? Because what most people do is they start their day in the morning. They think that their day is starting with the morning routine, you know? Most entrepreneurs are telling you, oh, the most important thing is the morning routine. But the actual more important thing is your evening routine. What do you do before you go to bed? And why am I saying that? Because what you do before you go to bed will determine how you sleep, and that will determine what kind of energy you have to have a productive morning routine. So let's say, for example, if you are eating snacks The whole evening, you are constantly on your phone, you're sleeping very late, you have 4 hours of sleep, you're completely tired and low energy, and you're going to have a productive morning routine. You cannot tell me that you are going to have a productive morning routine if you are not taking care of your evening routine and how much hours you sleep. So the first thing that I do is after Isha, sometimes I go to the masjid and sometimes I do it at home. After Isha, I have a couple of rules. And this set of rules is actually called the 3-2-1 rule. The 3-2-1 rule. And it starts actually even between Maghrib and Isha. So I will write it down here quickly. 3-2-1 rule. The 3-2-1 rule actually means 3 hours before I go to bed, I don't eat any food anymore. Because when you eat a lot of food before you go to bed, it takes a lot of energy for your body to process that food. Because what happens when you go to bed and you eat a lot of food, or even a little bit, you go to sleep, you close your eyes, but your body is still working, is still processing all of the food, everything. So it's really bad to eat before you go to bed. Now, 2 hours before I go to bed, I make sure that I don't drink anymore. No water, nothing. And the reason for that is a little bit the same as the 3 hours no food before you go to bed. But the main reason is actually because if you drink before you go to bed, the likelihood of you needing to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night is getting higher. Then 1 hour before you go to bed, no screens. What I do is I make sure that there is nothing coming into my brain anymore. No TV, no Netflix, no social media, no phones, no messaging, no calls, nothing. Just winding down and taking time. And most of the time, the 3 and the 2 already starts before Isha. And the 1 rule, so no screens, nothing, is actually after Isha. And then in order to know how to structure this rule, it's very important that I determine when I need to go to sleep. And I do that by looking at, all right, I want between 6 to 8 hours of sleep, and I want to wake up at Fajr. Fajr time currently is 4:30 in the morning, 4:30 a.m. So normally, right now, I'm going to sleep between a little bit around 10 o'clock in the night, in the evening. So that means that I'm having like 2 hours after Isha, because Isha is at 8. So what I do right over here is I'm going to the masjid. I'm reading the Quran, reflecting. These are the kinds of activities that I'm doing. Sometimes go to the masjid. Of course, I'm focusing on my prayer. Sometimes voluntary extra prayers in the evening. It's also very good to just wind down and get into the mood of going to bed. Reading Quran, reading some other books maybe, but most of the time it's just Quran, because all of those business books contain a lot of information that your brain, it keeps going crazy. So Quran is just peaceful. It's just really good for your heart, for your mind. So it's amazing to do that before you go to bed. Reciting Surat Al-Mulk, also very important to do before you go to bed. So these kinds of things are things that I'm doing. Sometimes I just grab a note, piece of paper, and I'm writing down my thoughts. Maybe you have noticed that before you go to bed, all of the thoughts start running and you cannot sleep. That's because you're not taking time to let your thoughts come out. You know, you're constantly, when daytime is there, the only thing that you're doing is letting information in. When you have some rest, you're opening your social media, you're scrolling. But it's also important that you take some time sometimes to just write down your thoughts. Because you are a person that can produce as well. Do not only consume the whole day, because that's also a big reason why people are experiencing stress, burnout, even like that. It all starts by just overstimulating your brain. So between Isha and bedtime, it is very important for me to just wind down and not do anything except from just peaceful things. I even have some glasses. Let me see where it is. Oh, here is it. So actually, during this time, what I'm wearing are these cool glasses. And these glasses are, maybe you can see it a little bit when I put it over here. When you're looking through these glasses, the whole environment turns a little bit red. And the reason why I'm wearing those glasses is because the color red, is the lowest color in the Kelvin spectrum. And this color red stimulates the creation of the hormone melatonin. And melatonin is the hormone in your brain that you need in order to fall asleep. So between this, no screens, because blue lights, all of these lights during the day, you shouldn't have that after sunrise. It's very bad for your biological rhythms, everything like that. It's very bad for your sleep, the quality of your sleep, and usually it takes a lot of time to fall asleep if you are not taking time to wind down a little bit. So that was only the evening routine. So one more time, the evening routine is the most important thing if you want to have a productive day. After that, good qualitative sleep, then you have the morning. So my alarm wakes me up for Fajr. And in the morning, when I wake up for Fajr, the most beautiful thing is to just do wudu, fresh up a little bit, and go outside to the masjid. If there is a masjid nearby, I always go. If I'm currently staying, traveling at a place where I'm not really close to a masjid, then I unfortunately have to pray at home. But currently here, alhamdulillah, in Dubai, there are a lot of masjids, a lot of mosques all over the place. There's just one here around the corner. And it's also really nice to wake up that way, because you're catching some fresh air, which is very good for your body. You're moving a little bit, you know, so it's easier for your body to wake up. So a lot of benefits are for going to the mosque. And I'm even speaking about the barakah that's in your morning when you really go to the masjid and you pray together.
Respected listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we had to cut you off there. I said 10 minutes a day, so we stick to it, inshallah. We're going to send this year the 10 minutes that was played today so that you focus, so you get your, you build yourself up to it. So the nights we need to sort out, because what happens is, and I get caught up like this as well, is because you are looking at this, you are watching, you are going, reading this. For me, it's reading. And you just tend to say, okay, I need to read this, I need to read that, I need to read this. And you know, with YouTube, how you just get caught in. And once you're caught in, your whole night goes like this. Yeah. And one particular point, if you made it, if you listened, is when you look at your screen time needs to be stopped an hour before you sleep. But we, till that last moment, and then we're struggling to sleep because we're so activated now. He puts on the glasses with the red lens. So this sort of then prepares him, and that's it's a particular thing which your brain, it releases melatonin. Melatonin is important for sleep. Now, if you do not get that, you can't sleep. So this is something that is important. So these are facts. 1 hour before screen time, you stop. And you just, your night supposed to, if you see how this works in, with what Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, after Isha Salah, you must go sleep. No talking. There mustn't be talking after Isha Salah. You need to spend a few moments with your wife, your spouse, that's different. But something dini, that's fine. But what we are doing is we're engaging too much in this year. And I will say this as well, because often I said, because it's dini, let me read this kitab, let me look at this. And it gets so interesting. Hadith, all of it becomes so interesting. And before you know it, and then you feel like, hey, yeah, Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi, how much time? They used to give all night. So what's, if I have to just give a little bit extra. But the ramifications of that is you don't wake up for your farad, and that is Fajr Salah, because now you've changed your timetable, and that which is compulsory you're leaving. So see, putting things back, they had the stamina and they had the capacity to do so, whereas us, it's not the same. But rather us, we're engaging in all this which is wasting time, and looking at this video, then YouTube gives you the option for the next one, and it just becomes so interesting. Let me check this, and your time is gone. So it starts at night. You've made points, you've made strategic a plan in place, inshallah you'll start this. I don't expect you from now already, but this year many sicknesses are developing because our sleep is not intact. We're sacrificing our sleep, and why? For something that doesn't matter. It's not helping us to wake up for Fajr. It's not. It's just information, added information at the wrong time. And this is what it's becoming. It's becoming harmful for us. So anyway, I shared with those members who asked for the to join the group. So there you've got it now. And inshallah, we'll share with you. Perhaps we'll just make a podcast of all of this and send it through.